Hello, and welcome to a very special season of Deliberations. This season's murder trial is based on one of the most controversial deaths of the 20th century. Under circumstances so suspicious, they've inspired over five decades of conspiracy theories, Marilyn Monroe died on August 4th, 1962. No one was ever tried or held accountable for her death. Our season's victim, Ava Michaels, is based on the strange life and stranger death of Marilyn Monroe. Her life, career, romances, addiction, and demise are chronicled through our story. If you're so inclined, all it would take is one Google search to grasp how deeply rooted the question remains. Did she commit suicide, or was she murdered? Though believers of Marilyn Monroe's murder never saw what they deemed justice, the following is an exploration of how a real murder trial may have panned out. There are some names, some people, so ubiquitous they become etched in our cultural consciousness. They seep into the fabric of our vocabulary, synonymous with one quality or another, funny, wholesome, sexy. They become material for references and jokes we universally understand. Ava Michaels was one of these names. She represented innocence, sexuality, and tragedy.
I'm struggling to have hope.
I told you, we are going to win.
No. Hope you'll come back to me.
That was a clip from The Bold Ones, a blockbuster trilogy about the romantic triumph of the American Revolution. Ava Michaels was only 19 years old when she was cast to play the 16-year-old ingenue, catapulting her into the minds and hearts of a global audience. She delivered her lines breathily, betraying a nervousness and vulnerability that disarmed millions. Her movements, the way she'd walk, lift an arm, kneel down to touch the earth, was at one time boldly confident and deeply unsure. She was an enigma, frightened but daring, and always strikingly beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ava Michaels.
There's only one thing that can further endear a person to her audience, and that's tragedy.
In an inspiring story worthy of the American dream her movie represents, Ava Michaels grew up bouncing between foster homes in Miami, Florida. The daughter of an absentee father and schizophrenic mother, she took control of her own destiny and rose to the top of the Hollywood A-list by her own savvy and determination.
Reports of Ava Michaels' horrendous childhood circumstances continue to surface this week, from the heartbreaking molestation she endured in her foster homes to the attempted murder by her mentally ill mother. Ava's representatives have refused to comment on the rumors, and they remain unsubstantiated.
From her backstory to her dating life, she was a tabloid darling. Fascination with her personal life underlaid her every role. Roles for which she received support by the public, but never acclaim by the critics. Though never nominated for an award, she was a consistent box office draw. Her global appeal outweighed frustration by the studios over her chronic lateness and instability while working.
Another delay on the set of Leave It With Me, as Ava Michaels falls prey to yet another ambiguous illness. Insiders say studio execs are now $15 million behind budget and pulling the plug.
With three failed marriages behind her and a fresh PR dilemma in the wake of a studio firing, Ava retreated to Palm Beach, Florida to regather. She bought her first house, a modest hacienda-style home. Ava dove into the spirited task of renovating as she secured interviews and posed for photo shoots in efforts to remain relevant.
You're turning 46 this year. What are your thoughts on the way Hollywood treats older women?
Well, I'll tell you when I become an older woman. No, I think every year should be embraced. In my 20s, I was always rushing. In my 30s, I was always working. In my 40s, I'm finally able to relax and enjoy what I've earned.
Does that mean you plan to retire?
Never. When I stop performing, I'll stop existing.
In July of 2017, Ava entered negotiations with her studio to resume work the following September. TMZ covered the beaming Michaels exiting studio offices in a form-fitting dress tailored to show off her sleek new figure. Things seemed to be improving for the star, which is why the world was shocked on August 5th.
We've received confirmation that Ava Michaels was found dead in her Palm Beach home early this morning of an apparent drug overdose, awaiting confirmation on whether this was a suicide.
Ava Michaels was discovered naked, lying face down on her bed, a phone clutched in her hand. At first, the public mourned her passing in the vein of other tragic yet glamorous suicides, but Ava Michaels fans were confounded months later when an individual was placed under arrest for her murder, Dr. Robert Stowe.
Our investigators at PBC have unearthed the connection between Ava Michaels and Dr. Stowe. Dr. Stowe worked with the star as her personal psychiatrist for the 2 years preceding her death.
The doctor developed a highly unorthodox treatment program for the star. He became very close to Ava, even allowing her to become integrated into his own family. He was a heavy prescriber of the barbiturates Ava relied on to sleep through the night. Over time, Dr. Stowe also became a mouthpiece for Ava, communicating on her behalf to the studio and press agents. He was so focused on her care that he installed an employee named Ruth Ivanov to clean her house. This housekeeper monitored the actress and reported back to Dr. Stowe.
On the night of August 4th, the housekeeper was present in the Michaels home. Realizing something was wrong, she contacted Dr. Robert Stowe.
According to our sources, when Dr. Stowe arrived at the crime scene, he found Ava Michaels deceased. Curiously, rather than calling paramedics, the doctor telephoned his colleague and Ava Michaels' physician, Dr. Carroll, to come to the house, at which time Dr. Carroll confirmed her death.
The three parties, Ruth Ivanov, Dr. Stowe, and Dr. Carroll, did not contact authorities until 3 hours after Ava Michaels' body had been discovered.
911, what is your emergency?
This is Dr. Robert Stowe speaking. I am at 995 Sea Spray Avenue, requesting authorities. My patient, Ava Michaels, the homeowner, is unresponsive. She's deceased from an apparent suicide.
The public followed the unfolding news story in bits and snippets as information was leaked and court documents filed. What could cause three people, two doctors and a housekeeper, to wait 3 hours to call authorities? What were they doing? And the man at the center of this odd behavior, Dr. Robert Stowe, who was he?
The Stowes were an affluent couple in South Florida. Robert Stowe was heralded for his cutting-edge work in the field of psychoanalysis. He taught at the University of Florida, but traveled nationally for lectures, being published many times over. In addition to his scholastic career, he had a thriving private practice catering to an exclusive clientele. The Stowe family could not be reached for comment.
Unfortunately, 2 months after the death of Ava Michaels, housekeeper Ruth Ivanov died of an acute myocardial infarction, a heart attack. Dr. Carroll, the personal physician, was cleared of criminal wrongdoing and appeared in court as a witness for the prosecution. Dr. Stowe, the sole defendant in the murder trial of Ava Michaels, faces life imprisonment.
Today is the final day of arguments in the trial of Robert Stowe. The sequestered jury has looked increasingly fatigued over the past 4 weeks as the stress of repeated delays and isolation has taken effect. Once again this morning, footage of the jurors leaving their shuttle and entering the courthouse is examined for indications of forthcoming guilty or not guilty verdicts. We're being told the jury is currently in a holding room waiting to assume their seats for the final day of closing arguments.
How's everyone's coffee?
It's okay. It's not as... I mean, it's not what I'm... this is the one thing that I'm going to miss. Like...
the subpar coffee?
Yeah. I'll be complaining about it with you all. I'm going to love getting in a nice espresso.
Well, you know what? The water tasted good.
The water tasted good.
The water tasted good.
You're such a silver liner person, Adelaide. I'm going to miss
my green jasmine tea. They've been giving me this crappy green tea from the 99-cent store around the corner, and it's not jasmine green tea.
With stevia.
Yeah. I would just like a little fresh lemon. Like that... That would be it. Not like the lemon from the little takeouts when you tear it. That's not lemon.
Oh, you know what's fun is to put lemon. You know what's fun is to put lemon in water, and then you put a little sugar in it, and you make your own lemonade, and it doesn't cost you anything. Like when you go to a, we haven't been to a restaurant for a long time, but when you go to a restaurant, you can put like lemon into the water, and then put.
You're torturing us,
make
Adelaide.
Your own lemonade.
Would you all be offended if I said I wouldn't miss all of you that much?
Well, I'm these wonderful miss. Recipes about
That's
lemonade.
Okay. I'm gonna right? feel,
she should make a book.
I can't wait to see my girls.
I know my grandchildren. I can't hardly wait to see my grandchildren.
Just seeing my friends again. But I'm gonna miss you guys. I've actually had a very nice time exploring the justice system with you all, and I mean, I've made such nice friends. I mean, John Jacob, it's been real nice to get to know you and Bill, your wild Same. Stories.
I don't have a violin, but go on.
I guess it's just me then. I'm the only one who has a little.
No. I miss certain people. Go ahead, Adelaide.
Oh, You know what was really good for me for this experience? You know, as HR director, I'm just always in charge. I've always been in charge. And it's been really a good learning experience here to not be in charge.
Okay.
So you're saying you've liked getting paid $30 a day?
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's been a growing experience.
The no locked doors have been a
That's been awful
experience.
For me.
Yeah, me too.
There's no sense of privacy at all.
You know what? But I really appreciated the fact that we've had this chance to just think. You know, we're
30
I don't know
days
about,
of
I don't,
no
I don't
contact.
Know about you, but I have two girls. I'm a single mom, and it's hard. And so sometimes it's just really nice to be able to just have a break. So, of course, this is a longer break than I would have wanted or asked for, but the time, I guess, to just have that privacy to think.
Makes you appreciate the children much more when you go back to them, huh?
I miss them, but I'm afraid to kind of get back out there because, you know, they've been staying with my stupid ex-husband. And
don't look at me when you say stupid ex-husband.
Well, it's just that you look like him. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't, but he acts like him in quite a few ways. But nonetheless, the girls have been staying with him, and I can't get to them. I can't verify that he's been taking good care of them. He's a lousy son of a... So I want to get to the girls, but I'm afraid to see like what he's been doing to them after a month because they don't say anything on the phone. I think they're afraid because they know everyone's listening to them. So it's just
you need to bring them some of these board games that we have to play day in and day out. I've played
the Shirley
Chutes
Temple
and Ladders.
Movies.
Not anymore, oh, Shirley goodness. Temple.
Yeah.
No, they would love the Shirley Temple
I
movie. Think they
I could use a Shirley Temple drink though. That'd be nice.
Yeah. If we could just have some alcohol while we deliberate. I mean, that's very much against the rules, and I wouldn't actually encourage it. But it's nice to kind of imagine. Imagine it though,
the
right?
The 2-beer limit is not right. Enough.
But like
two drinks a night. Yeah.
I don't know though if we had alcohol during the thing. Not I see. I wouldn't be drinking, and
of course
so
not.
I would be.
He's got jokes.
I would be like the only one who would be really in my judgment.
Your A
you
game,
know.
Yeah. Bill on drinks while deliberating would be awful. I mean, you kind of went off the rails a little bit last night, Bill.
You keep bringing up last night.
I'm just saying. So I understand that we're not allowed to drink while deliberating.
That was one drink too.
That was one drink.
Have you all ever been incarcerated?
No.
Just this jury sequester.
But tell us all about it.
Yeah, bring that up.
It's very much like that, Kay. I mean, literally, I might have to come stay with you for $30 a day.
Oh, man.
I'm already in hardship. I don't know about the rest of you. I mean, you all are pretty well off. I mean, this is, you know...
I'm a receptionist.
Class.
Well, off do you think I am?
I mean, we're living in West Palmdale, but we're not living with, I mean, in the area that, I mean, we're not supposed to talk about it yet until we're officially deliberating, but we're not living where, you know, Ava Michaels.
Well, you guys aren't getting paid a full wage. Your company doesn't pay your full wage while you're here.
I'm retired.
Just getting the 30.
Yeah, I'm retired, 30. So all I'm getting is the 30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your company
is paying you.
You're getting your full
you
salary
wages?
While you're here, John? John Chris.
Of course he is. Look at that smile.
Yeah. I'm getting paid as well because,
hiring?
Again, I'm a school teacher, so this is automatically my vacation, so I'm already getting paid no matter what. But
you have to take out a vacation? This is this considered vacation
no,
days
No, because
free?
It's summer break, and so you're on break. It's just that your paychecks are divvied up so that you get a paycheck during the summer. So I as well am getting paid.
But that's sucks for you because you can't even go on vacation with your little girls.
I'm having this wonderful incarceration with you all. You know, that's the hard part about this. You know, it's one thing to do your duty to like serve your country and your society, and you want to make sure that like everyone gets a fair chance. And I'm for that because I want everyone to have a fair chance. But man, I've been imprisoned here with all of you.
I know, people.
But still,
we are lovely.
It's like I'm being, like I said, you're nice. So I'm just saying, I don't want to live with you for a month.
Sure.
And clearly, I've been living with you for a month.
Did you have this morning?
No, I have not had my green tea this morning. That's the point.
Coffee check for Harriet.
Yeah.
Coffee check.
I would like some nice caffeine, please.
You want me to get the bailiff for you, Harriet? I just want to make sure everybody's okay.
Thank you. He's just going to bring that crappy takeout.
My God, give her green tea already.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/Chelsea. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners, whom I love, can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Chelsea. That's ZipRecruiter.com/CHELSEA. ZipRecruiter.com/Chelsea. I feel great about this because not only do my listeners get a really great hiring experience, but everyone who uses this web address directly helps out my show. So I appreciate that more than you know. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. The Michaels jury will strive to answer one question. Was this a murder or was this a suicide?
Ava and Dr. Stowe's relationship was not a normal doctor-patient relationship. In a normal psychiatric setting, a doctor typically sees his patient once or twice a week. He evaluates and prescribes. He does so in a clinical, professional setting. A psychiatrist does not install plants to monitor his patient. He does not set up hobby dates between his patient and his children. He does not habitually accept phone calls in the middle of the night, and he does not treat his patient like a second wife. These are not standard professional practices. These are indications that something is wrong. Yes, it's true Ava was troubled. She had struggles. She had suffered. That is why she reached out to Dr. Stowe for help, as a therapist. Ava was vulnerable. Dr. Stowe used that vulnerability against her. The defense would have you use that vulnerability against her, too. Do not do it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad the prosecution acknowledged how troubled Ava was and that she needed help. You've seen evidence to make you fully aware of the depths of Ava's depression. Not one, not two, not three. Ladies and gentlemen, Ava made 4 suicide attempts. 4. That is a deeply disturbed woman. That is a deeply fragile woman. This is a woman capable and willing to take her own life. On August 5th, she was discovered face down on her bed with an array of prescription bottles all around her. she had almost exclusively chosen pills as her method of suicide before. This was not a conspiracy. The simplest answer is usually the correct one. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a suicide.
Dr. Stowe knew her medical history. He knew how she'd attempted suicide in the past. He was able to prescribe and obtain prescription medication. He was able to have it administered in her enema so that Ava would never know what she'd taken. Dr. Stowe knew every thought she had. He knew every move she made. He had eyes and ears inside her house. On August 4th, Dr. Stowe arrived at the crime scene, saw Ava was dead, and chose not to call police for 3 hours. Why would an innocent person discover a body, mix some drinks, make some calls, order some housework, and then call the police? He wouldn't, because this was a murder.
All right, everyone. I know that we've been here for a really long time. It's been about a month. We're coming to the end. But before we actually start reviewing the evidence, I just want to make sure that everybody has a firm grasp of the state and the state's and the defense's theories of what happened. How's everybody feeling about the facts?
I mean, it's straightforward. At least the defense case is Ava Michaels killed herself. She swallowed almost 60 pills and died. It's the state case that's so convoluted, it just doesn't make sense.
What are you talking about, Bill? Come on. She was controlled by some fame-hungry psychiatrist. She tried to break free, and he killed her. It's quite clear he killed her.
I actually think it was Ava Michaels who was more inappropriate with the doctor-patient relationship and looking at it. She's constantly harassing him. You know, she's obsessive. She's showing all these behaviors of constantly trying to get a hold of him.
Okay, how is she harassing him? She didn't put a spy in his house. He put a spy in her house.
She was paying for it, obsessive. Too.
All right, and he made her pay for it.
All right, everybody. Okay, Harriet. Exactly. Thank you. Okay, just real quick. You know, let's just bring it right back to what the actual defense and the process, like what everybody's saying. Okay, so the defense claims that she died of pills. Okay, mm-hmm. But the state says she didn't swallow any pills. The state says that Dr. Stowe tampered with one of the medicinal enemas that he routinely would prescribe her until it contained a lethal amount of barbiturates. I mean, she died from the doctor's enema, not from the pills.
Exactly.
So we just need to remember
how she died. She's dead from a barbiturate overdose.
Yes.
And the defense says that she was found with an array of pills all around her, and that's what killed her. But they can't find any trace of the pills, which is the cause of death. Barbiturates. So how are the barbiturates there? How is she dead if there are no pills there?
Here's the problem. Do you realize that today, no matter what we decide today, the press is going to follow us around for the rest of our lives. They're just going to question our decision, whatever it is.
I kind of agree with Adelaide on this. I mean, no matter what we decide, the media is just going to blow it out of proportion, suicide or murder. I mean, honestly, I just kind of want to get out of this whole jury jail thing going on. I want to go back and see Davis and my corgi. That's all I really care about at this point.
I mean,
everyone misses their family. I know exactly how you feel.
I don't want us to feel so overwhelmed that we just make any decision, all right? Okay, Mikey? Okay, Adelaide? I mean, I know we all want to get out of here. And I'm ready to get out here out of this place, too. I just think, you know what? Before we kind of jump into the case, why don't we just take a vote to see where we're at right now, what we're feeling?
Okay. Well, we can't make just any decision because the press is going to be all over us.
I know, exactly. So I want us to just make sure that we all feel comfortable with what we're doing and how we're going to vote and, like, taking all the facts in. And we'll get out of here as soon as we can, but
paper yeah. vote
like
again.
The press isn't
paper
vote. Think about
we'll do a
us.
Paper
no
vote.
No one thinks anything about us. They're all concerned about Ava Michaels.
We're doing a silent
vote. She was the
vote,
big star.
It's a silent vote. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay. Just pass them on over when you're ready.
Okay. I'm just going to toss mine because it's like a small jumbled up
Mikey. Always mess. Always playing around. Thank you, Adelaide. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you pass that down for me? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and I'll read them out.
Wish we had more coffee.
All right. Maybe it's miraculous. Maybe we all agree.
I know. Let's all go home.
Let's just
see. That'd be great. Yeah.
Let's hope.
All right, so we've got not guilty.
What?
Okay.
We have guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have guilty.
Yeah.
Undecided.
What?
Not guilty. And one more undecided.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically split down the middle.
So well, we're kind of three ways.
Yeah, we're going to be here for
we're not going anywhere.
Two guilties, two undecideds, and two not guilties. Okay, everyone.
So is there any time frame on which we have to make this decision?
You can be in here as long as it takes to go that's through right. all of the facts as many times as we need to make sure that we are on the same page.
That's, oh, my word.
So we'll be here till we get it right.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And that's why we're here, and I'm gonna move us through as the forewoman here, the foreman.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't understand.
Okay.
The defense claims that this woman died of a barbiturate overdose, and yet they can't find any barbiturates. And so how else can anyone die from a barbiturate overdose unless they were given the drugs somehow? Who would know how to put barbiturates into someone's system that couldn't be traced later? A doctor? It's so clear. This man was after her, using for fame and glory. No one knew anything about her or him until she came along in his life. And then all of a sudden, he's got book tours and TV shows and websites and more money than you can throw at.
Okay. And then, Harriet, you're definitely guilty.
I just want you to know.
Krasinski, you know my name.
I know, but
stop playing games.
Just Krasinski.
I
called him JJ.
Yeah, Krasinski.
Okay.
So, I thought I heard you call him K the other day, or KK.
I know you say that she was like
a little KK.
She was like seducing him and all over him, but she was mentally unbalanced. She was emotionally unbalanced, and he should have. He should have kept an appropriate distance. I mean, I've gone to therapy a lot in my life, and I've never had
a
psychiatrist who has been like all over me.
Sure,
or given you enemas.
And you've never been a super megastar.
Well,
right?
Excuse me. I think I'm pretty good looking, and I'm
you are
nice
very good looking, but I'm talking
very,
about.
I don't think JJ was trying to insult you.
No, I wasn't. I'm just talking in terms of pictures and films and the type of, you know, history that Ava has, you know, with her previous suicides. Yes, Dr. Stowe could have been a little bit more responsible, but if Ava is constantly pushing him and asking him for the pills and asking for friendship and asking for this help on
his level. But isn't he a qualified doctor?
Let's let Bill push him around. Once again, be the voice of reason and bring facts to the table and
I
not
like
speculation.
You talk about yourself in the third person.
Thank you very much, Rose.
Okay.
Ava didn't see substantial improvement in her career until she got with Dr. Stowe.
Mm.
So his practices that were impractical were the reason that she was elevated back to stardom. Let's not forget that the studio was in debt $15 million.
Then enemas for everyone then,
please,
right?
Please, Harry. So you could actually say that Dr. Stowe was part of the reason for pulling Ava out of the slump and the studio. You say that, but there were four attempts for suicide before she even met Dr. Stowe. Maybe this attempt was the one that didn't get saved.
Okay, so it's clear. So, Bill, wait, just real quick. So, Harry, you're definitely for Dr. Stowe's guilty, and Bill, you think it's suicide. So.
It has to be suicide.
Okay. There were no pills found in her stomach, so it can't definitely be suicide. Unless she did her own enema, which she can. I mean, no. She would have to get the medication.
Okay, Harriet and Bill, let's just calm it down between you two.
She would have to get the medication, and the only place she could get the medication was Dr. Stowe. So
absolutely, but it can be self-administered.
Well, but she had to have,
but we have no proof
the amount that day.
That's not true, because she could have been stowing it away. Like Bill was saying, self-administered. You know, if she's hiding if she's hiding certain medication.
We have no proof that that medication was self-administered because there's no barbiturates found in her system whatsoever.
Well, speaking,
she was murdered.
Okay, I'm going to use my power as the foreman, white forewoman here. Okay, thank you. So JJ brought up a point about proof, and we don't have proof of anything. Well, we do have some facts. Okay, so let's just review. Let's review the evidence. Okay.
Okay.
Look at the facts. All right.
When someone universally beloved goes away, we feel as though we've been robbed, as though it's a personal loss. We all felt as though we knew Ava Michaels. We laughed with her. We cried with her. We watched her personal life evolve through the glossy pages of our magazines and the brilliant screens of our tablets. We cared about her. If she killed herself, then we're prepared to mourn. But if she didn't, there is no one so quick to rise up in anger and indignation as the public. Next time on Deliberations.
I woke up to the sound of a car pulling up in the driveway.
They were in there for 90 minutes in her bedroom undisturbed.
Something about it sounded ominous.
Today's cast: Jury, Cammie Middleton, Brandon Lamberty, Teru Hara, Tony Love, Chris Markle, and Becky Brown. News and Courtroom: Dan Lerner, Nora Fisher, Victoria Dunn, Teresa Moore, Joel Settles, and Marissa Sullivan. Thank you for listening to the Season 3 premiere of Deliberations. I don't know if we're going to come to any mutual consensus about a death that's enduringly and historically mysterious, but you never know.